Hello, hello.
Well, good morning, Tiffany.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
How are you?
I'm doing great.
That's good.
I'm doing really good.
That's good. You're doing better than me, that's for sure.
You're not doing great?
I'm doing okay. Doing good.
What's going on?
Nothing.
You don't want to share?
Let's talk about you. How you doing? Tell us about
your greatness. Here's what really happened for our listeners who have been listening for the last couple of weeks. Alan threw this no Thanksgiving dinner.
That was great.
Yeah? No one cursed you out?
No.
Once they realized it was turkey.
We're already planning next year.
On what day?
The next day. It's every year is going to be the day after Thanksgiving. And it's just called the family reunion.
The Thanksgiving family reunion.
The Boomer Taylor family reunion.
The Thanksgiving family reunion.
Nah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a good time though.
It was a great time.
Yeah, in fact, the cousin who is the most anti-Thanksgiving not only is looking to host next year, he's actually going to open up a business that's an event rental business. And we're going to hold
just
it there.
Just for this? Oh.
Nah, he's opening one anyway, allegedly.
Is he going to let customers use his supplies for Thanksgiving?
And 4th of July and Christmas
that's
and
not my
birthdays.
Question. Since he's anti-Thanksgiving, will he let anyone else rent his materials for Thanksgiving?
Listen, my guess is yes.
Because now you're capitalizing.
My guess.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to press him on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to press him on that.
No, you can't rent out no materials.
Yeah. I hope it works out. I know I said allegedly, but I just don't know. You know, it's not finalized yet, but I do hope that it's open. I hope that it flourishes. I hope it does great.
Okay. Flourishing and doing great. So last week, we had a good show. We had a good show last week.
I thought so.
Yeah. And I ended the show giving the preliminary for this episode, I never do.
Yeah.
But if you've been listening to us for a while.
It was a cliffhanger, though.
It was a cliffhanger.
You didn't give us any
Here's
tips.
The thing. I think you guys know, for those who've been listening for a while, I love Christmas. It's birthdays and Christmas for me.
Yeah.
Those are my big ones, right?
Birth of me, birth of Jesus.
Not the birth of you, just birthdays.
Yeah.
The birth of people.
Yeah.
And then the birth of Jesus. So I go hard for these holidays.
Yeah, you do.
It's officially December.
Mm.
We are in the Christmas season. I'm not one of these people who puts their decorations up right after Halloween.
Okay.
I believe that you have to wait until after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
But we're here now.
And it's on.
We're caroling.
Okay.
Gingerbread housing. Cookies. Yeah, word. All through the crib. Yeah. I have a fireplace.
Ooh.
And it stays lit.
Ooh, toasty. It stays lit. If I said that, I'd be corny, but
you
go
would
on.
Be. We're not in the same demographic.
And Tiffany thinks I'm so old, by the way. We were talking about Big Daddy Kane this morning.
Y'all believe? Go ahead. Tell
you acting like we went to school together.
Y'all did.
He's significantly older than me.
He was a senior when you were a freshman.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah. I got it made. Just tell him.
By the way, I am going to see New Jack City on Ice today. I'm so excited.
This is despicable.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. New Jack City is one of my favorite movies, like in life.
And about to be my favorite play.
And if y'all don't know, it's not on Broadway, it's on the street.
That's fine.
There's a play, right? And the original Alan Payne, he's playing himself.
Mm-hmm.
Big Daddy Kane is playing Nino Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've seen any of the clips that have gone viral on social media, it looks despicable.
Mm.
I've heard it's horrible.
No. First of all, Jacarius Johnson is directing it.
Say less.
Okay? The great.
How much were the tickets? Free with what?
They might have been like $31. I'm not really sure. I think that's front row. Don't make fun of black art, by the way.
Listen. This is going to be legendary.
I'm excited.
I'm excited for you. I wouldn't do this to myself.
I get dragged to so much Broadway stuff. I'm like, now we going to see New Jack City
on Ice. First of all,
you
go to plenty black Broadway stuff.
No, I do. But there's other stuff that I get dragged to.
But this is what you want
to
hang your hat on.
Yes.
I cannot wait till you come back and tell us about this play.
I'll give you the play-by-play.
Because the scene of Nino Brown in the club dancing
mm-hmm.
for the New Year's Eve party.
Oh, that's going to be lit. Big Daddy Kane?
That. I also want to hear about the scene with the dog.
I always think about the Martin Lawrence scene.
The scene with the dog in the conference room.
Yeah.
And he stabs homeboy.
Okay.
And this is the last one. The shootout at the wedding. I need to see how they represent the shootout at the wedding and if Big Daddy Kane gets as low as Wesley Snipes did.
Mm. They might just talk about it in past tense. Like, wow, we shot that wedding up, didn't we? High five.
High five.
All right, hold on. I want to tell y'all the rest of the cast. Hold on.
Who's the stuttering guy?
The Dutter Man?
Yeah. All
right, hold on.
And who's the girlfriend?
So I don't know who's playing who, but here goes.
Are there any other names on the cast that someone would recognize?
Yeah.
Who?
Tretch.
Trosh. Is Tretch Ice-T?
Nah. Gregory.
Who is Pookie?
Flex. Flex.
Who was married to I Love Your Smile?
Yeah, Flex.
What is he playing?
He's Pookie.
He's Pookie.
Flex.
The disrespect.
Yeah, Flex.
The disrespect.
And, you know, Greg Dordain?
No.
The dude that used to be a Different World with the dreads. Shaza Zulu. Yeah, Shaza Zulu.
Who ended up with Freddie.
Yeah.
Who is he? Oh, he's Ice-T. That's the one proper casting. That to me translates.
Gary Dordain, I said Greg.
Yeah that Gary translates Dordain. Well. That's the best part of the cast.
He's a legit actor.
That's
too.
A better casting than Alan Payne as himself.
That's perfect.
No, not at his age.
That's
this is
keeping
like
keeping it going.
This is like old Jack City. This is wrong on so many levels. But I do appreciate that you're supporting, and you are going to take this one for all the listeners.
So, wait, are you trying to say that 50-year-olds can't take over the drug game? Is that what you're trying to say?
I want to see how the Carters reflect it. The fact that Flex is Pookie,
yeah,
is atrocious.
Why?
Flex? Because I do consider him like a respectable actor.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not to be Pookie. I know Chris Rock blew up, but that's not what this opportunity is.
Yeah.
Everybody's old.
He's gonna be like,
here's the thing.
It just keeps calling
here's
me.
Here's
the
thing. They didn't want to give no new actors an opportunity. There's plenty of young actors that would have loved the opportunity to bring this role to life.
Tretch needs to eat.
Listen.
Okay. Big Daddy Kane needs to eat. Like this.
Okay,
is,
question.
This is good.
Real question.
Yeah.
Are Big Daddy Kane and Tretch gonna perform during the intermission?
I don't think so. I mean, it'd be great if they did, but like Big Daddy Kane's got some new fire too. He has like a full 4-piece band that he performs with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to see Big Daddy Kane perform.
And Hip Hop Array.
Trash has got some other stuff, some other hits besides that. Yeah. I'm excited about seeing it, and I'll give you guys a recap.
I'm excited about you seeing it. I really, really am.
Yeah.
I really am. And I hope that if they're selling VHS tapes, buy one.
VHS.
Please. Please, I will find a VCR and watch it.
Okay.
Okay.
Done.
None of this is what we're talking about. So I did preface on our last episode, and definitely we are in the holiday season. We got to talk about Christmas.
Yeah.
We got to talk about holiday spending and giving. Here's the thing. We know everybody's spending money now. It's time to buy gifts,
mm-hmm.
and things start to get a little bit out of control if you don't have a plan in place. And our goal is never to tell you what to do, but to tell you the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to talk about gift giving,
yeah.
right? And so first things first, we've got a couple of things that we want to talk you through. But do you know Americans are expected to spend about $638 on presents this year?
That's per person?
Nah. Like just...
In total.
On average.
Okay.
Right? But more than half of holiday shoppers say they go in debt to cover their gifts.
Okay, so real quick question. So you've already finished your Christmas shopping. It's
done.
Not even freaking December 3rd.
Boom. Done. Yeah. All gifts.
Okay.
I have a list like Santa Claus.
How much did you spend? Was it $638?
I feel like, so.
How much did you spend?
Nah. So There's some big ticket items for my mom.
Okay, well, how much?
So I'm gonna take the big ticket items out.
How can you take that out?
Because that's gonna sway it. That's gonna the
how
balance.
How much did you spend, man? No, my point is for a lot of Black families in particular.
Yeah.
Significantly more than $638 to be spent, especially in the Hawkins Black family.
So if I take my mom out, I bought a lot of gifts. So I just want to start there. I bought a lot of gifts for a lot of people. I even bought gifts for some clients. So that's on my personal dime. Okay. That goes in there. Taking my mom out, I'm around four bands.
Sheesh. 4,000?
Yeah.
And then if you put your mom in?
It's more.
Okay. Wow. That's more than the average American. Let's just put it that way.
I don't have no kids.
Okay.
So,
but if you did have kids, I mean, it would probably be higher.
I wouldn't be buying all these other people gifts if I had kids.
Yeah, but it would at least be about the same. And that's more than I've ever spent on Christmas. No judgment, though.
Don't believe that at all. You have mad kids and a wife and parents and nieces. I don't believe that at all. Mm. But if we do get through our content today, maybe I'll share some of my Christmas gifts.
Okay.
That I purchased. That I'm really excited about.
And who you're giving them to?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah. Wow. Even though there's a listener who's getting a gift. Mm. So, oh well.
Not all the listeners? Just one?
First of all, you haven't talked about getting any gifts for any listeners.
First of all, every week there's a gift for a listener.
Word. Sunday. And it's free. And it's free. The gift that keeps on giving. But in addition to how much money people spend every year on gifts, there's also a number designated to how much money people borrowed last year towards Christmas gifts.
How much?
$1,054.
Sheesh.
Yeah. So you're borrowing $1,000. You're probably spending the $638.
Oh.
So
they're spending $1,600.
$1,600, which only $600 of it is yours. So you're going in debt. We all know that $1,000 is not going to be $1,000 by the time you finish paying it off.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of money that's spent on holiday gifts. And the reason why I think that people get to a point when they have to borrow, because you clearly don't have enough money for the gifts, is because you don't have a plan, right? So let's talk about how to plan properly for the holiday season.
I love it.
After that, we're going to get into some really good financial gifts that you can give that are really smart and thoughtful when it thinks about the wealth building of the people in your life.
Almost like smart giving.
Almost
times two.
Like
part two.
Smart giving part two.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. First things first, make a list. I know everybody's not Santa Claus and checking it twice, but honestly, one of the things that I feel like really helped me this year is for the first time, I really wrote a list out.
Of what you wanted to buy or who you wanted to buy for.
So let me help you out. Let me put you on game. So on the left side of my paper was the list of people I would give gifts to, right? So it's...
I would. Okay.
Right? Who's potentially on the gift receiving list on the left side? Mm-hmm. On the right side are my gift options. I had four gift options tiered based on price and who I thought like it'd be a good fit for. Okay. Right. So here are the four things I'm willing to give people for Christmas because I really like these gifts this year. Here are all the people who could be receiving gifts this year.
So a lot of people get the same gift.
Word.
Okay.
Because it's a dope gift.
Yeah. That's
they don't know each other.
That's very efficient, but very not thoughtful for the ones that get the same gift.
It's very thoughtful because it's a dope gift and I feel like multiple people should get it.
Okay. I like that.
And so I went down the line and wrote, you know, one as, okay, they're going to get tier one, tier three, two. And by the end, it really helped me understand, okay, are you doing too much? Are you doing too much gift giving? Mm-hmm. And then how much this is going to cost.
I like that.
It also lets me know I'm not leaving anyone out because oftentimes people get caught up in the last minute gift. Oh, Aunt Tracy's going to come up last minute for Christmas. Now you got to run to Nordstrom's and get Aunt Tracy a gift. Mm-hmm. You didn't plan for it.
Well, how would you deal with Aunt Tracy coming through last minute? She gets nothing?
Oh, you talking to me?
Yeah. If Aunt Tracy
Aunt
shows
Tracy's
up.
Not coming to my house.
If she shows up, let's say your mom calls like, hey, Aunt Tracy's coming by.
Yeah.
She get a gift or?
Food.
Okay.
Love.
Okay.
Peace. And a fireplace. Mm. That's what Aunt Tracy's going to get.
Maybe play the podcast for her?
No. Nah.
She'll get the gift from me also.
Then you send it to her.
Okay.
But that's how I make a list. Do you make a list? The answer is no. and you just run up in TJ Maxx and just start buying stuff.
Why? Why you gotta say TJ Maxx?
We all know how much you love TJ Maxx. TJ Maxx, Best Buy.
I like a deal, okay?
Nothing wrong with TJ Maxx.
I don't really write lists. I just kind of like know in my head because I'm not efficient.
You're not efficient.
And I get inspired when I go to the store.
And like, that is how people end up spending more money than they're supposed to, because you get to the store and you do get inspired. And for me, I make a list. I identify what everybody's going to get. And then on Black Friday, I order all the gifts. Mm. Christmas is done. I got the deal of all deals. I don't have to think about this anymore. No last minute rushing. No inspiration needed. I was already inspired. Mm. It's very clear cut. And by the time Christmas comes around, this is no longer a part of my expenses.
But what are you going to do with all that extra time?
What? Like, what?
Like, you need to be rushing around on the 23rd buying stuff. Like, what are you going to do with that time?
And Alan believes in that. So one, put a list together. In your list, consider the nature of the relationship. So as I mentioned in my list, again, on one side was potential gift receivers. And on the other side was four different gifts that I feel like I really love this year and I want to share with people.
Okay.
I had to consider the nature of the relationship of the people on the left-hand side. And that's how I determined, do you get, because there was a $700 gift. That's the number one, was a $700 gift.
That's tier one.
That's tier one. Tier two was a $90 gift.
Dang, that's a severe drop off.
Word. Tier three was a $45 gift.
Okay, that's a respectable amount.
And tier four was a $40 gift.
Okay.
But it's personalized.
Okay.
So two people got tier four. One person got tier three. Eight people got tier two. Three people got tier one.
Okay. So it's not distributed in any kind of fashion.
But it was me considering the nature of the relationship, right?
I would think there'd be more tier fours than, I would think it'd be like a Christmas tree, but okay.
It wasn't.
Okay.
No. Right. So there's thinking around, there's an expert etiquette. Her name is Jacqueline Whitmore. And she breaks down how much money you should spend on a person's Christmas gift based on the nature of their relationship with you.
Okay.
Acquaintances, coworkers, and casual friends. $20 or less.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
Sure.
So we're coworkers. Mm-hmm. $20 or less works?
We're not really coworkers. I'm your boss.
So my dad has this thing, right? My dad is old school. And he just can't wrap his head around the fact that I don't have a boss.
He's like, wait, is Alan the boss or are you the
boss? Yes. So I'm visiting him in the hospital the other day and he's asking me, just trying to get clarity. So are you the boss or is Alan the boss? And I'm like, we're not each other's boss. We're partners. And he looks at me and he's like, but which one of y'all tells the other person what to do?
Me.
No. And so I said, I tell Alan what to do, but I'm not his boss and he's not my boss. Next day, Alan was back to being my boss. Like, so it's just not something he can wrap his head around.
It's a natural order of things.
It's not. And anyone who knows us, any client we have is very clear that that's not how this works. But acquaintances, coworkers, and casual friends, $20 or less.
Okay.
Close friends, siblings, and other family members, $75 or less.
Mm-hmm.
Significant other, $75 or more.
What?
Or more, $75 and up. Okay. Up, way up, 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 up.
Okay.
High up. How do you feel about this tiered structure?
Yeah, I'm ready to buy my wife an $80 gift. I am ready.
Up. But can you stick to the structure? Like for your siblings, you have two brothers. Is your gift over $75 for them?
I ain't buying these jokers anything yet. And I may not. I will buy for my brother's kids more than I will buy for my brothers.
Okay. Do they get $75 or more?
So when I'm talking about my nieces, and my nephew, like I usually go higher than that for sure. Yeah. Okay. I have to. Yeah. Because my niece, my baby niece is like my daughter. Like that's my baby. Every time I see her, I'll be like, you know, you're my baby, right? Okay. And so I can't just give her a $75 gift. Okay. I'm sorry.
So Alan's definitely
sorry.
Been in all the bags on the Christmas gifts. Next thing you need to do in your strategy for determining how you do your holiday spending, take your financial temperature. Keep it a buck with yourself. Seriously, it might have been a tough year for you. You might have been paying down a ton of debt. You might have some other major responsibilities. I know a lot of people are on their new year, new you. And so you're like, on January 1, girl, I'm going to get my finances in order. I'm going to get a budget. I'm going to do all these things. How about start now? How about you not spend all your money right now and take your financial temperature? Where are you with credit card debt? Where are you with loans? Are there any major purchases that you have coming up? Is your kid going to college next year?
Wow.
You might need to chill a little bit. Do you need to buy a new car? Is your car breaking down?
Stop looking at me on all of these. Yes, I'm on all of the categories you just said. Car breaking down, kid going to college. Okay?
Yo, Alan's car is really breaking down bad.
Yeah, just took out a home equity loan that I didn't want to take out. Yes. So, all the things.
Things that you just built the outdoor kitchen.
Bathroom.
With a granite countertop to be outside.
Yeah.
Granite on the outside.
Yeah. Well, listen, you got to nowadays. The way this inflation is going, you got to cook more.
Take your financial temperature and be honest about what you can really afford. Start with a number and work your way back from that. Do not put yourself in further financial ruin than you already may be.
I'm not ruining myself.
I'm not talking about you. Stop talking about you.
Okay.
In general.
Okay.
But just know, if you listeners are in financial ruin, Alan can he can relate.
Okay.
Okay?
Fine.
Opt for experiences over things. Okay. Maybe you're not buying a right now one-time gift. Maybe you're giving a coupon for a future experience that someone can participate in.
That's nice.
Make sure you score the best deals. Please look for all the rebates, all the coupons, all the promo codes if you're shopping online. If you're shopping in person, I don't know. Sucks to be you. But
how do you find your rebates and promo codes? What do you do?
So I keep it super simple. I Google promo code 2022.
TJ Maxx. They don't have promo codes.
I was about to say, you can't buy online at TJ Maxx.
Can't.
Yeah. So that is how I do it. And websites like Retail Me Not and all these other websites, they typically pop up with a promo code. Mm. Yeah, it's the best way to do it. Or, and I think I've talked about this trick before, go on the website, put all the things in your cart, act like you're about to check out.
And then don't.
And then don't.
Just walk away.
Walk away, close it. Within the next 24 hours, you're going to get some sort of abandoned cart promo code.
Throw your computer in the trash.
No, nobody said that. They will usually send you a 10 or 20% off. Hey, you forgot something in your cart. Here's the promo code.
Mm.
So,
and you're like, got him.
100%. So stick with us. We're talking about Christmas giving, holiday giving. We're coming up with a strategy for how to get all the holiday gifts you want to get without putting yourself in extreme debt. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boone.
And we're the Momentum Advisors. We are back.
Yes.
Still talking about Christmas gifts.
$75 or less, yo.
Listen, that's for family members and close friends.
Mm-hmm. That's for everybody now.
No. Because my family members and close friends, that was $90. $90 and a portion of it goes to charity.
Really?
Check that.
Ooh.
Check done. Wow. And it really is something that I love.
You're like giving and giving.
I'm putting them on because I'm putting them on to something that they don't have that I'm absolutely in love with. And I think they're going to be obsessed with it after the fact.
Yeah, we need sponsors that we can endorse. This would be a great spot for a sponsor.
It would, but I'm not doing it.
Cut the check.
Cut the check. So we are talking about strategies for holiday gift giving for doing all your purchases. If you are shopping in person, never be afraid to ask for a price match, right? So say you go to Best Buy and the PlayStation is $50 cheaper.
At Costco.
You can go to Best Buy and say, listen, Costco has it for this price. Are you willing to meet me at this price or lower?
Yeah. Do the same thing when dating too, by the way.
What?
Like Shanice is willing to, you know, go all the way. So.
What?
Go ahead.
And so she's supposed to get lower?
Price match.
No.
Same price. Concept.
Shanice, know your worth, girl. It's holiday season. So it is the season of receiving for you, Shanice.
It works for guys too.
Does
you
it?
Know, tell Herbert, you know.
Herbert?
Charles is willing to you know,
take me out, yeah. Take me on vacation.
Yeah. So what are you going to do?
Buy me a car.
Herbert. Hey, Herbert. It works. Go ahead.
Herbert. I don't know any Herberts, but.
I find that shocking.
It's not shocking. I'm not in your age group.
The dudes you date always had horrible names like that.
Lies. Lies. Okay?
Go on.
Lies. There are no Herberts out there. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I got names.
Yeah.
All right.
Old school names.
None of them are old school.
All of them are old school.
What?
Go ahead.
Jamar, not old school.
That's his middle name.
That's not his middle name.
That's his nickname. That's his street name.
That is his. Whatever. Follow brands and retailers on social media for various savings and coupons, right? So oftentimes you can go to an Instagram or a Facebook page for your retailer and they are putting out promo codes and coupons for you to use for online shopping. So make sure you do that for sure. And then also use live chat. When you go to these websites, there's always like a live chat.
Is that ever
contact
a person?
Us.
Is that always a bot?
It's 50-50. And I think it always starts off being a bot, but you can get it to a person. So use the live chat and say, hey, are there any promo codes available? Is there a rep that I can talk to? Are there any coupons available? I mean, honestly, if it's a bot, you probably have a better chance of them spitting something out.
Yeah, quick too. They'd be like, yep.
Yep.
Here you go.
So don't be afraid to use the live chat on these online platforms. I think all of these tips, if you combine them and put them together, it's going to save you some money. It's going to set you up with a strategy. It's going to allow you to save as much money as possible on these purchases, whether it's in person or online.
Yeah.
Also probably save you some time to do some planning and think this stuff out first. Again, I like to do mine Black Friday. I literally sat in my bed, ordered all the things, had all the coupon and promo codes ready to go.
But isn't it Cyber Monday for those?
It's the same.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The retailers just want the money.
Word.
So they'll call it whatever they want to call
Word.
It.
Word. And for my tier one, the promo code was trash. It's a $700 gift. It was like, get this $50 off.
That's substantial savings.
Is it?
You had eight tier ones.
I didn't have eight tier ones.
Save $400.
I had eight tier twos.
Mm.
Okay. I'm telling you, my tier twos are going to go over well.
Okay.
If you are a client or a friend, I hooked y'all up with the tier two and it's fire.
Now, I know I'm tier one, but I should also get a tier two gift.
What?
Just because. And probably a tier four, the customized tier four. No. I'll take all three, but go
no,
on.
No, so the tier four went to people who are significantly older than me. And so like elders, like mentors, mentor level. And my friend's mom. That's who got the tier four.
That's a nice gift.
Yep. Hooking up the moms. All right. We've come up with a strategy for really great ways to do your holiday shopping. Are you going to take on any of these? Or are you just going to raw dog it like you normally do?
Yeah, I'm going to do all of it. I'm going to do my tiers. I'm going to have my woodchuck chuck list. These are the gifts that I woodchuck chuck. My woodchuck could chuck gifts.
No? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to do all of it.
You're not going to
do all of it. The left-hand side is paper, correct?
The left-hand side is for the potentials.
Yeah.
There was half of people on the potential list that didn't
make the cut.
They didn't make the cut.
Yeah. We should air out that list.
Air it, like put it on Twitter?
Just on the podcast. By name.
Who didn't make the list?
And why?
I'm
going to do all these things. I'm going to go back in time and shop online the day after Thanksgiving while I'm hosting a not Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay. There's a lot of things you could do moving forward, but okay.
Yeah.
You're going to stuck it out. So we've talked about strategizing for gift giving, but what if you're in a position, you're like, listen, I want to give a more responsible gift. I want to get a more meaningful gift. Mm-hmm. I really want to align my gift with the wealth goals that I have for my friends, for my family members, for myself.
Yeah.
And I just want to be different.
Because I listen to the Momentum Advisors.
Word. And I'm tired of, you know, buying them candles.
You see what
you
I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Going to Home Goods.
You know what I mean?
And, like, and just buying random card games and Home Goods does do fire with the games, with the board games, but I'm tired of that. I don't want to buy them no more socks. You know what I mean? I'm tired of buying them a robe. They don't never wear it. They still wrap themselves in the towel. Robe never comes out the box. I'm ready to step it up. So let's talk about some of the financial gifts. Here's the first thing we need to talk about. Are financial gifts taxable? Right? Because we're going to be talking about assets, investments, a lot of really creative things. Are these type of financial gifts, holiday gifts, are they taxable to the person who's receiving the gift? And so we're going to go through that as we go along. First things first, how about books or toys about money? Books if it's an older person, toys if it's your kid. For example, there's a book, The Four Money Bears, right? And it talks about ways to be more effective with your money that you might get from your allowance or that you might get in gifts from your grandparents. But it talks about how to invest your money. You can start by maybe teaching your children and the people around you about investing, about money, and you can give them books.
There's a ton of books on money for kids. One of my homeboys wrote a book called Malik's First Job. And just talking about like a young person getting his first job and what to do with his paycheck and things like that. But there's a million of these books.
Yeah. We also oftentimes give away a free book to prospects or people who reach out to us. Susie Orman.
Yeah, we're big fans of Susie Orman. There's a lot of her content is even available for free. Her old books, she publishes on PDF just out in the stratosphere. But there's a ton of financial books, many of which could be for kids, many of which could be for adults.
Yeah, if for nothing else, it's an introduction to teaching the people who you love about managing their money and creating wealth for themselves.
Yeah.
Now, what about savings bonds? So savings bonds are probably a really good gift that grandparents typically give.
And right now, those I-bonds could be a great gift. An I-bond is a type of savings bond where the interest payment is tied to inflation. And inflation's been really high, so the return on this investment is actually really high right now. If you were to buy an I-bond today, the yield is almost 7%.
That's really, really great. And that's a really great gift to give that speaks to the future. Another thing that's really suitable for grandparents, godparents, and family members are contributing to a 529 plan for your child.
Yeah, I love this gift advice because, especially if it's a grandparent, because I just finished filling out FAFSA.
There you go.
The Shasta.
The Shasta.
And my personal stuff as a parent, my stuff goes on the FAFSA. My kids' stuff goes on the FAFSA. But if the grandparent had a 529 waiting in the wings, it doesn't go on the FAFSA.
Right. And so that's not considered income or available money to your kids. So that helps you on your FAFSA form.
Especially if you wait until years 3 and 4 for the grandparent to pay for those years with their 529, because not even the distribution ends up on the FAFSA.
So maybe what you want to do is get the grandparent or the godparent to open the 529 account in their name and have everybody that you know contribute a little bit, right? Your kid don't need 2 new pair of Tims this year. Like, we don't need multiple coats.
Yeah.
I'm not saying cut back on their gifts. I am saying that. You're saying, are you going to cut back on any of your gifts?
For everyone else that should listening, yeah.
No.
To the listeners, yes, I am.
Yeah, I'm just saying, in addition to the one gift you're going to give your kid, why don't you also ask everyone else to contribute to the 529 plan? This doesn't have to just be a Christmas thing. This can also be a birthday thing.
Mm-hmm. Graduation thing.
Graduation thing. Every year, every time you want to celebrate
Bar
your
mitzvah.
Child. Absolutely.
Bat mitzvah.
Contribute to the 529 plan.
Quinceañera.
Yeah, that too. Have you ever been to a quinceañera?
Of course not.
Of course. Of course not.
Isn't that for the kids to...
No, parents go to quinceañeras.
Yeah, in my kids' era, we drop the kids off at these things.
Mm.
My kids have been to quinceañeras.
I'm sure you've been to plenty 2-year-old birthday parties that had liquor. So don't make it seem like
I stand
it's inappropriate.
So
one thing that we really love is, why don't you open an investing account for your kid, your person, whoever it is, especially if it's your spouse. Maybe they have been talking about investing. They're really interested and started dipping their toe into investing. Maybe you open an account for them. It's very easy to do. You can just open a brokerage account for them. You can go online and open a brokerage account.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And encourage them. Maybe you drop a couple hundred or $50 in it to get them started.
Mm-hmm.
There's also these Acorn accounts, Robinhood. There's a variety of accounts that are a little bit more user-friendly that you can open up for someone that you care about and get them into investing.
Yeah. I'm sure Tiffany will never admit this, but I gifted you your first brokerage account.
No, I won't admit this. Did this happen?
Yeah.
Did I ask you to open it and you opened
it?
No. It was a gift?
Yeah. I said, hey, you know what? I got something for you.
Okay.
What's your social security number? What's your date of birth?
Scammer.
Like, why are you giving me this? Why do I need this information?
Next thing you know, I have fraud.
Whatever. That was a thoughtful gift of mine. It cost me nothing.
See what I'm dealing with?
These gifts will cost you nothing.
Alan wants to be on tier one. No, no, no. Not doing that.
Here goes the paperwork for your first brokerage account. That's a great gift.
Now I got taxes to pay. This is some bullshit.
I ain't put no money in it, so there's no taxes. Tax-free gift.
No, but I think the gift of wealth creation or initiating the process, it starts with giving them an investing account, showing them the way if they don't have one already. Yeah. Especially, again, when it comes to your kids, especially if they're teenagers, open an investing account for them. Again, it could be brokerage, Acorns, Robinhood. There's a variety of options.
Or if your kid's working, open them a Roth IRA, him or her, Roth IRA account. Because a Roth IRA, the only downside is that the kid has to have earned income. And so if they made $5,000 at their job, guess what? You can put up to $5,000 into the Roth for them on their behalf. Like the parent match is what we call it.
Yeah, we definitely like the Roth IRA. And to Alan's point, if you have a teenager who is working in some capacity, they can have a Roth IRA account and you can only contribute up to what they make in annual income.
Or the max for a Roth, which is
$6,500. If you out here balling on them, I meant like a little part-time ice cream store. Like me.
If you worked there all year, I would hope you made $6,000.
I mean,
$7,000.
I still got to go to school.
Yeah.
And I got to go to the party.
You're underachieving if you don't make $7,000 as a high school
student. Now, because minimum wage is $30. But when I worked at Dairy Queen, I got $6.25 an hour.
You was bald. I made $5.05 my first job at Roy Rogers.
That was 10 years earlier.
It was not 10 years earlier.
That was different.
Oh my God.
Yeah, $6.25.
And by the way, it had been $4.25, and then it jumped to $5.05.
You thought she was balling.
I was like, yes.
I became in at $6.25 at Dairy Queen.
I was like $5 every hour.
Every hour.
Like, no joke. For real. Stop playing.
Those checks weren't amounting to anything at the end of the week.
Man, it could spend though.
Yeah.
I mean, back then, you know, you could get a very nice, nutritious meal for $2.99.
What?
A number two at McDonald's.
What's in a number two?
Two cheeseburgers, fries, and a drink.
That's disgusting.
High C orange. That's was my disgusting. Drink of choice at the time.
That says a lot about how you turned out.
The cheeseburgers, just plain cheese, no pickles and onions, no ketchup, please.
And fries and a drink.
$2.99.
That was all chemicals. But okay, sure. Stocks, right? That's something you can definitely purchase for your children, for anybody. Maybe you don't want to open the investing account. Maybe they're not that responsible yet, but you do, sorry, maybe they already have an account. Maybe you've opened an account for them before. Why don't you buy some stocks for them?
Yeah, or you could buy a stock in your account and transfer it over to their account. We have a number of clients who are opening brokerage accounts for their kids this holiday season. And in particular, a few years ago, one of our clients, a pro football player, he opened up a million accounts for all of these godchildren and nieces and nephews. And literally just for each kid, bought them a specific stock that he thought identified with them. So some got Nike, got Apple, some got Microsoft, some got, what's that crypto company that just went bankrupt? Nah.
Nah, hopefully you didn't do that. I'm sorry.
Y'all. I'm not laughing at anybody that lost money behind that.
He is.
Yeah, but now it's crazy. Some of the kids, their gift like tripled and quadrupled, and some of them it actually went down. And that's unfortunate thing of picking one stock for a kid. But listen, I think it's the idea that, look, I'm getting this kid into the idea of owning and the idea that when I spend money at this place, I actually can profit from it. Yeah. I think that's a powerful thing.
100%. And again, just showing them how to do that, showing them the process, getting them started. You really are planting the seed for your child to believe that I can create wealth, not one day, but starting today.
Absolutely.
So there's CDs, right? And CDs can be a little bit old school. We don't necessarily love them. But again, when it comes to older people who don't really trust the market, they're not really ready to do a full investment. They're a little bit more comfortable with certificates of deposits that happen at banks.
Yeah, the rates right now are actually pretty decent on CDs. Like you can get a 4%, 4.4%, 4.7%.
That's huge.
If you lock up for like 3 years. So CDs are actually looking a little bit better right now. Like the crazy thing is like a year ago, CDs were yielding, you know, 1.2% and things like that. So the rates are a lot better if you want to give somebody a CD.
Yeah, so take advantage of that right now. You can go to your local bank and get a CD, or you can probably just get one online.
Yeah, you can get one online. Brokerage accounts at a lot of places now allow you to buy CDs from multiple banks. Nice gift.
So we are still talking about really great financial gifts that you can give this holiday season so that you feel a little bit more responsible in your gift giving. Maybe matching your money with your personal mantra around building wealth in your family amongst your friends and in your community.
I love it.
So I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors. Ooh, it's the pathway to freedom that's leading to the North Star.
Thank you so much for listening to the Momentum Advisors Show. This is Sean King, founder and CEO of the North Star. If you want to hear more shows like this, featuring black and brown voices on the most important issues of the day, head over right now to thenorthstar.com to discover all the podcasts we have to offer. We have over 500 different episodes from 6 different podcast series, and they're all great. Check them out.
So we are back?
Yes.
Okay. Here's one that Alan's going to love. And if you are a personal friend of Alan's or a family member,
this is
what he wants. Why not skip the 529 plan and just start paying for college right now, right? If you have a family member or a friend of the family that's in college currently, I'm telling you, putting money towards their tuition, putting money towards their books, whatever the case is, will go a very, very long way.
Yeah. And by paying money directly to the college, if you've got an estate problem in the future, let's say you've got really wealthy grandparents or really wealthy parents, and I'm sure there's somebody out there in this predicament, that parent needs to get as many things out of their estate as possible. Because if they pass away, then the IRS, the government's going to take a big percentage of that money. So by paying that money on behalf of that kid, it's getting the money out of the estate, and it doesn't count as a gift tax.
Mm, I like that.
Yeah. And gift tax, by the way, I know we are talking about these financial gifts. Anytime you give someone a gift, there's a limit to how much you can give before the gift tax kind of kicks in. And that limit is $16,000 per recipient. So meaning if you had 10 grandkids, you can give each of them $16,000, and that would be $160,000 in total, but there'd be no gift tax. But the moment you wanted to give $20,000 per kid, now there's a tax on that $4,000 that you went over on the gift tax. So when you're talking about these financial gifts, I doubt folks are just giving out
16 bands,
you know, cars to everybody in your family.
You get a car. You get a car.
But keep in mind that there is a limit before you have to start paying taxes.
100%. Another gift that I like, and people may feel a way about it, life insurance. I love this gift, to be honest with you, and it may feel morbid, but it totally is not. Whether it's for your kids, for your spouse, for whoever, why not take out a life insurance policy on yourself with said person as your beneficiary? This is not like a get rich quick situation, but it is a way of showing that you care on a very deep level, right? You may already have insurance and that's fine. It can be an additional policy. It could be a policy. Each child is getting a policy. It can be that each child gets a policy. Each grandchild gets a policy.
Where they're the beneficiary.
Where they are the beneficiary. Okay. So the policy is on you, right? But the beneficiary is grandchild number one.
Or it could be one policy with 10 beneficiaries. Like, there's really no limit to how many bennies you can put on a life insurance policy.
Yeah, it may not wrap well, and it may not be, you know, it may feel a little bit morbid in the moment because they think you're focusing on your death. It's really not that.
Yeah.
You are actually focusing on their life. You are trying to take care of them for as long as you possibly can.
Yeah.
And the intention is really meaningful. It's really sweet. And it's a not so expensive gift.
You know who should really get this gift?
Who?
Let's say you're in a long-term committed relationship with
someone. I don't like where this is going.
And
I don't like where this
y'all
is
aren't
going.
Married, right? So that person might feel a little insecure financially about y'all relationship.
Okay.
This is a way of like solidifying things a little bit without having to, you know,
put a ring on it.
Yeah.
I like this.
Life insurance.
Here's the thing.
Now you got to be hitting it at least 4 years.
Wait. I'm not sanctioning this. So what I was going to say is part of the gift is that the insured person should continue to pay the monthly premium.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? You can't just give them the insurance policy and let it default.
And let or make them have to pay the premium.
Correct. Right? Yeah. So it is an ongoing contribution that you're making to the insurance policy for as long as you're alive. To your scenario, though, I do think this is a rule that I have. I do like that as a gift. If you're in a long-term relationship and you're not necessarily ready to get married, but you want that person to know that you care about them and you want them to be taken care of and you think about them in that way, take out a life insurance policy, make them a beneficiary. Please make sure it's not too high and that they would take your life over. You have to continue to pay the premium unless y'all break up. Mm. I think if y'all break up, you shouldn't cancel the policy. She just has to pay it.
Mm. But now there's really an adverse.
Listen, because I need, it's really for the time served. It's really for the time served. I was still with you all this time.
But we already broke up. Now you've got an incentive to knock me off.
I'm not about to knock you off. It wasn't that much. As I said, don't go crazy.
Okay.
$50,000, $100,000.
Mm.
Don't go crazy.
Okay. Just enough to say I care.
Yeah.
But not that much.
Just
like I care a little bit.
Enough
like,
for you to take off enough. Work for a couple weeks to grieve, but yeah. You got to go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Don't take it too far. You're not about to buy a house. I'm not trying to change your life.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to give you a proper amount of time to grieve.
Yeah. Okay. That's nice.
Okay.
And if we break up, you might not be grieving, but hey, just a little keepsake.
Yeah.
You know, remember me you. By. But you need to pay for this.
Yeah. You have to start paying.
You're benefiting, and I'm not. Any more benefiting, Word. You know what I mean?
Now,
another idea for life insurance, you know, you could do a fully paid up policy.
Mm,
like you could,
ball.
It might, you know, cost you a little bit more, but you could pay in full. Like you can buy a universal policy.
I'm sorry.
Pay it up.
You said paid in full. And I thought about if paid in full did a Jacarius.
Oh, paid in full on ice.
Not. It's not. None of this is on ice.
It kind of
Nobody's
is.
On ice. Big Daddy Kane is not on ice.
Kind of is.
But if he did a paid in full.
Ooh, would you go?
No.
All right, here's who is starring.
Oh, this is horrible.
Okay, you got.
Wood Harris is still available. So.
No, you got to have.
Mekhi Phifer's definitely available. Cameron's definitely available. All original cast.
You got Gucci Mane.
Nah.
As.
No. No.
As Cameron.
No. 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 I'm you sorry. Got, this is not where we're going. Paid in full, pay up, pay in full the insurance policy.
Yes.
And yeah. It might cost you a little bit more money up front, but it's not an ongoing bill. You don't have to worry about it defaulting at any point in time. And again, this doesn't have to be millions of dollars. And this doesn't have to be millions of dollars. And this should be term insurance
or universal.
Yeah, this should not be whole life. That's a lot more expensive of a product. And honestly, if you pass away sooner than expected, there isn't going to be a major cash value that's going to benefit the beneficiary. So term, it's a lot less expensive. It's super easy to get. And that's the gift that honestly kind of keeps on giving.
Yeah, no, I like that.
Here's our last idea, and it's my favorite. Why don't you gift a session with a financial planner?
Hmm.
If you know,
and why don't you sit in on it and judge the
person? Gift it to them. Hey, I've set up a meeting or I've paid for a meeting with a financial planner. You and whoever, spouse, child, you go ahead and do that thing.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who, especially our listeners, who genuinely do care about getting their affairs in order, who have some questions, who want their portfolio to be assessed, who need some projections, to need to know if they're doing the right thing, and they don't know who to ask. And honestly, they may be intimidated by what they think is the cost to speak to a professional or what the relationship looks like.
That's a good idea.
And so if you have a financial advisor, why don't you gift them a session with your financial advisor? Or if you don't, maybe you just find one. Go to your local bank, see if they have a wealth manager.
Oh, I've got an idea.
Do you?
Momentum-advisors.com.
100%.
/contact. Now, that'd be a great place to start.
Hopefully they don't listen to the podcast, because if they do, they know it's free. So you didn't pay anything, right? So we do complimentary assessments for anybody. Just go to momentum-advisors.com/contact and set up a complimentary consultation. But honestly, I think the thought really goes very, very far. Yeah. If you know that this is something that somebody's interested in or something that they need to do, reach out to us. We'll do a call. Let us know this was a gift. We'll say Merry Christmas. We'll act like you paid a lot of money for it. And honestly, I think it's the gift that keeps on giving. And it just lets these people in your life know that you care about the bigger picture. It's not just about very random material items that are going to be forgotten about or that you're not going to fit anymore. In addition to that, in addition to the things that you like, We also want to provide you with the things that you need, the tools and the access and the resources that are going to better your wealth creation for the long term.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, don't just enrich the toy companies and the discount retailers. Why not enrich the person who you're actually giving the gift to?
That's a really great way to think about it.
Yeah.
So hopefully you've gotten some ideas.
I dropped a lot of gems.
You dropped no gems. And honestly, the only thing that you contributed to today's episode is you better come back with the play-by-play of this old Jack City play that you're going to today. And honestly, if we have any other listeners that have gone to this play, please hit us up on Twitter at Momentum Advice. I need to hear your play-by-play. I've already seen like video clips. So mostly what they're showing is the video clip of Nino Brown playing basketball with his shirt off. That is what I've seen. And it looks horrid.
Well, first of all,
they're standing in place the entire time.
First of all, you got to realize this. Anytime you videotape a play, it's not going to give you the same feeling as being at the play. Like, I can't hardly watch any play that they videotaped. Any play. It could be the greatest play ever.
Okay.
So let's just pause there for a minute. Okay?
You ain't
going to comfort Jacarius Johnson on this show.
We're going to pause.
That's what you're not going to do.
Next week.
Yeah.
And you better take notes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I want the highlights and the lowlights.
And if I love it, then you got to go see it. That's the bet.
How long is it running for?
It's touring.
It's touring.
So you might have to go to Cleveland by this point. Yeah.
Mm.
All right.
You have to gift me with the tickets.
Okay. All right. Hands are just, we just shook hands. We fist bumped, high fived.
We didn't do any of that. Sure. I'm doing it.
Alan
high-fived himself. We're nowhere near each other.
We did the Top Gun one. Need for Speed one.
That's how old you are. I don't even know Need for Speed. Either way, we will be back next week. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer.
And we're the Momentum Advisors.
And Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
We're not there yet.
You're buying gifts.
We're not there.
Happy all of them.
But we're not there yet.
Okay.
And we'll say them when we get there.
Okay.
Except New Year's, because I'm going to be out the country.
Oh my gosh. Again, this lady is on tour.
I gotta go see Jacarius Johnson in St. Bart's.
I don't think they've added that date yet.
It's gonna be there.
Okay,
it's gonna be in St. Bart's.
All right, but it's only one. They can only afford to send one actor all the parts.
It's fine. It's not a problem. I'll be there.
Okay.
So, again, we will be back next week. I'm Tiffany Hawkins.
I'm Alan Boomer,
and with Momentum Advisors.
Momentum. Oh,